Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Sam. Yeah, I used to work with Santa's helpers in Texas, and one of the things we did was take the toys once they were ready and go deliver them to the families. Mm-hmm. And I went to an apartment complex on one of these deliveries to a African-American family. They weren't very far from my house, and their apartment was, like, almost empty. I mean, they had a couch, they had a really old TV, a couple chairs, but the place was immaculate. And it was clear that even though these people were poor, they still had their pride. They still cared about, you know, themselves. They were very humble. The kids saw and were like, oh, are those presents? And the dad was all, no, no, so something else, go away.
Santa Claus hasn't come yet.
But didn't you get a really good feeling?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. There's just nothing like it. So if anybody hasn't been involved in something like this, I'd urge you to think about it, cause seriously, and maybe take some action.
Right.
It's a tremendous way. It's a wonderful way for individuals to have an impact on other people's lives.
Right. Right.
Very positive.
So I'm calling about to the not so happy stuff. I'm calling about the politicians that you had on earlier that are running for office.
Yes.
And I appreciate what they had to say. You know, these are people that care about what they see happening. They have concerns. They want to do something about it. But it was so telling when you guys asked them, well, what do you think should be cut? And, you know, they didn't really seem to get the big picture. The impression that I get when you guys say, well, what should be cut, is you all immediately go to the mindset of, okay, well, we got to take 10% from here, we got to take 5% from here, so on and so forth. But the problem with that is all of the laws and so forth that created the bureaucracies are still in place. All of the requirements, all of the needs of the people who have become dependent on the government for one thing or another, and now that's over 55%, which means, you know, there's more people taking from the taxpayers than there are taxpayers to fund the leeches, in a sense. So really, I think the question to ask is, what is the fundamental difference that you think, what is the role that government should play in people's lives that should be different from what it is today? Because that's really the question that we have to ask. I mean, if you guys think the government's too big, your voting records don't reflect that, because, you know, y'all just voted to give the city dump a monopoly, and we all know that monopolies lead to higher prices. So, you know, you're increasing the burden on taxpayers through your actions, even though you guys realize that, you know, the government is out of control. It is too big. So the real question is, what's the proper role that government should play in people's lives, and how can that be rolled back? What kind of expectations can be reset or so forth? And I just like to leave you guys with that question. I'd be interested in your answers.
Okay, we'll try.
Thanks
for calling.
Thank you, Sam. That actually is the right question. You know, and it's a fundamental question that, you know, in a democracy that I think that people have to ask is, what is the fundamental role of government, and what role should government play? And, I mean, government can play, a huge role in people's lives or a very small role in people's lives. And I think that, you know, for anybody running for office, whether it's the federal level or the state level or even the local level, you know, I think we have to look at ourselves and say, you know, what role do we want government to play?
And I think it gets bigger. I mean, I think mostly when people say government, they think of the federal government,
the
feds. But I think that as it goes, like, from local to state to the feds, it seems to get this less opportunity for the average person. I think, for instance, in Keene, citizens have an input on what happens, because if they see something going on that they don't like, they can call up and they can call you, they can call me, the mayor.
Absolutely, that's exactly right. It's the citizens that really determine the extent to which, you know, what we're going to have for local government. I mean, you know, if there was a huge public outcry that they wanted us to expand some service, you know, if they wanted the municipality to do garbage pickup, you know, we'd listen to that.
Right.
But quite frankly, from our perspective, that's an increase in the size of government that we don't want to see, and we're very much opposed to that. And you know, Sam raised the issue of monopoly at the transfer station, and I mean he's right that we've required now that all garbage generated in the city of Keene has to go to the transfer station in Keene, that it can't go to the transfer station Jaffrey or Westmoreland or somewhere else. That it has to come to Keene, and then we will transfer it over to Rochester. But you know, we look
at management lowered their fee.
The fact is that we were going to put it out to bid, and we ended up not putting it out to bid because we were able to negotiate a substantially reduction in the cost and the fee of doing that. But you know, we did that. You know, we looked at other alternatives, which vastly expanded the bureaucracy, vastly expanded the role of government in waste disposal, and we rejected those. You know, that was not something that we wanted to see happen. You know, I don't think there are many people on the Keene City Council that want to see the role of city government expanded. We're trying to manage what we already have.
And so we have to break for some messages.
The second thing I just want to mention is this Sam fellow who just called. On one level, he's asking how we can give up, bureaucrats helping the poor. I think he used an unpleasant word about the, what did he say, wretches or something? Leeches, yeah. Leeches. I don't think everybody who needs the help of the community is a leech, but that's you know, his view, I guess. But he raises a very philosophical question, and that is, when a bureaucracy for any reason, anywhere, anyhow starts, it becomes an immensely intractable problem. There was a German social scientist at the end of the 19th century, very well known for his comparison of capitalism with Protestantism, by the name of Max Weber, who simply wrote a book, I've forgotten the exact title of it, but it was on the life and death of a bureaucracy of any size. Now, is the bureaucracy at Keene City Hall too big or too small? Does every time it handle a task, and it must have to handle a lot now in a great recession like this one, does it grow and then nobody replaces it? And then if you hire somebody to look into the bureaucracy, can we replace, get rid of certain people when we don't need them? Those people are going to start fighting for their jobs, go to their politicians, local or national or state. The bureaucracy itself takes on a life of its own everywhere and every layer of political society. And it clings to its life. Heaven and earth may pass away. Presidents and Congress may come and go and die, but there's still always a bureaucracy there. I mean, a very, very wonderful series of articles was printed in the last 6 months in the Washington Post by a very great reporter named Dana Priest. And she went on to just go on and show how since 9/11, the government, the national government, had hired hundreds of thousands of war on terror security experts, to the point where in the last 9 years that bureaucracy has grown so large that nobody knows the size of it, nobody knows what they do. People within the new hiring group of the last 9 years have no idea who's part of their group or who's part of another group. They don't seem to even know the numbers, the vast numbers. That's going to be a new bureaucracy. Then you send somebody to investigate it, and that they become part of the bureaucracy itself.
Right.
I mean, this has an interminable life, and it's an intractable problem on every level.
It's like a cancer that feeds on itself.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And I think the question that he raises, although he made the use of the word leeches and local politics, beyond that, and God knows there's a hell of a lot of people right now who need every damn bit of help that they can get just to have a meal a day. So I don't envy them the help of the community, the help of the state, or the help of the government one bit. I'm not one of these Tea Party kind, you know, that was put on hire to rent a mob by the rich Koch brothers and so forth. There's a reason for the state, and it's been that way as far back as when we first began to write about the state under Aristotle and Plato in the 5th century B.C. But the question does remain, how do you, for example, in business, if times are bad, most businesses fire people, 5%, 10%, whatever, to make lean their businesses so that they can get back to the elementary process of making money. How is that done in any bureaucracy?
Great difficulty.
Right.
Yeah.
And as people in the city, and we have to take another call, but in the city, for example, as people have left, they've not been replaced, and we've lost several people by attrition. So.
Yeah, I think we have 10 vacancies right now that we've acquired by attrition, and we simply haven't filled those positions.
Right.
I see. So that would be one way, attrition.
Right.
And I hope another way wouldn't be to come and just shoot a few bureaucrats.
Well, although there are those who would suggest that.
Right. Yeah, well, that's my commentary du jour, and I thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Bye-bye. Yeah.